So I identify as gay. And yeah, I'm personally not Catholic. I have a relationship with God. I don't identify with any religion.
That's 20-year-old Matt Magnuson. For about a year and a half, he's worked for a Catholic community service in Juneau.
Is where we would do all of our programming and working with the kids. So now it's pretty bare because we've just been cleaning house.
And now there's big stuffed animals.
Right.
In various states of packing and...
Right, right. And then when we come back...
This program is shutting down because grant funding has dried up. His job was to help kids with behavioral health issues. He worked with kids with post-traumatic stress disorder, reactive attachment disorder, and bipolar disorder. Catholic doctrine teaches that homosexuality is also a disorder, and that acting on it is immoral. You'd think Magnuson had a minefield of identity politics to navigate at work.
It's been really, you know, through talking with my friends and other gay people, they have a lot of problems sometimes at their jobs, and I've never once had a complaint working here when it comes time to my sexuality, which that's a really wonderful thing to be able to say as a gay person. A lot of times people have nowhere close to that experience, which is horrible. To come to the place where you spend most of your time during your life and be discriminated against, that's just an awful thing.
That's also in keeping with Catholic doctrine that discourages unjust discrimination toward gay people. Vatican bishops advise receiving gay parishioners with respect and sensitivity. Magnuson's nonprofit, which the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Juneau can influence through its governing board, would be within its rights to fire him simply for being gay. Agencies like the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights enforce anti-discrimination laws based on race, sex, age, religion, and other traditionally protected classes.
But they have a gaping hole when it comes to discrimination based on sexual orientation or on gender identity.
That's Juneau Deputy Mayor Jesse Keel. The 12-page ordinance he's proposing would protect those new classes in addition to the ones already covered. The ordinance would not create a new city agency to handle enforcement, but Keel says it would give victims of discrimination the grounds to take an employer, business, landlord, lender, or other institution to court where state and federal laws don't apply. In the early 90s, the Juneau Assembly considered a similar measure. A watered-down version eventually passed that was limited to job discrimination within the municipal government. Keel thinks today's Juneau is ready for broader protections.
Since then, I think that we live in a world where people now realize that they know gay people, where 20-some years ago, there was too much risk of physical violence against gay people for them to let it be known who they really are. And ultimately, that's what we're talking about, is discrimination based on who you really are.
Magnuson, who's grown up in Juneau, says for the most part, the community has been a loving and accepting place to be himself. For the most part.
But I mean, I've been in the store where I've heard people make comments under their breath behind me, and that's just a part of being gay. Whenever I go to Seattle, I can totally let my guard down. Like, I could walk with my boyfriend down the street holding his hand, no problem. Walking down the street in Juneau, we won't do, because there is just too much. We stand out too much. There's locals that look at us. Even the tourists kind of notice it a little bit because it's a different thing for Juneau, Alaska. It's a small town. You don't see that.
He says Keel's ordinance is necessary and welcome. Keel says he shared the ordinance with faith leaders and thinks he's crafted it in a way that won't affect First Amendment religious freedoms. Like other communities that have tried this, he does expect some reluctance.
There's a lot of fear, but actually no problems. So that's what I suspect will come as we work to pass this.
The ordinance must go through the committee process before a final vote by the Juneau Assembly. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.